Okay, good morning. Okay, we're on Daf Kaf Aleph of Avodah Zorah. Again, we're broadcasting from our Terumiyah in Paris. I present, man, just to sleep through this. So we're starting on the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Amud Bet. Can you hear me, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mishnah says, Ein maskim nem batim bet Yisrael, v'ein tzrich lomar shum shadot. So you can't rent to goyim or avodah zorah. Rashi says here specifically, Lo'ved kochavim beret Yisrael, gzeira, you can't rent them houses in Eretz Yisrael, right, to avodah avodah zorah, says Rashi. And what's the reason? Gzeira mishum mechira. There's a gzeira of renting in case you come to sell houses in Israel. Te isur doraita hi shenoten lehem chanaya bekarka. We saw this yesterday, lo techaneim. Right, you can't give them any chanaya bekarka. Therefore, it's asur to sell an oved kochavim, a house in Israel. And therefore, there's a gzeira to rent them a house. Okay, so our Mishnah is discussing the gzeira of not allowing even a rental. And the Mishnah says, v'ein tzarich lomar sadot. And therefore, once you already mentioned that you can't rent them houses, it's obvious you don't even have to mention that you can't rent them land. I look at Rashi there, ain't sorry, Chlomar, so what does it mean? Do I have to even mention land? We'll see in the Gemara later that there are two separate Isurim. When it comes to houses, there's one Isur. When it comes to land, there are two Isurim. And therefore, if we can't sell land, rent land, as a gzair, not to sell a land, a houses, sorry, then obviously you can't do the land. I apologize this morning, I'm a bit punchy, I'm not focused, as you know, I didn't sleep much. Okay, so you got it right. And then the Mishnah carries on. So that's in Israel. So we'll see now there are three different areas. There's Israel, Syria, which is Syria, and then Chutz Laaretz. We'll see in a second the difference. So the Mishnah starts off, you can't rent a house because of a gzair of selling a house. And it says, obviously, the land you can't because they're two Isurim. We'll see in a second what they are. Then the Mishnah says, in Syria, maskilin batim, we can rent them houses, avalo sadot, but not fields. Look at Rashi there. Maskilin lahem batim, velo gazridan atu mechira. In Syria, we aren't concerned so much about this gzaira of selling. Remember, the gzaira of selling is in, the gzaira of renting is in Israel, because it's also to sell land in Israel. Now, in houses. In Syria, we say we don't rent either, right? So I really apologize this morning. I'm probably in thing. In Syria, we can rent them houses because there we don't apply the gezeira, but we don't still can't rent fields. I really find this very funny. It's okay. Right? But we can't, we still. What? What? I have a delay. Do you want to call back?
I was
smiling
5 minutes ago.
Right? Avalos adot. Still can't rent them fields, even in Syria. Right? Now, it's interesting why you can't rent them sadot. Look at Rashi. The ikatar te surim. Because we said, like, just like in land, there are two isurim. Therefore, it's obvious in land we can't even rent them in Israel. Even though in Syria we can rent houses, right? We still can't rent land. Now, it's important to understand this. Look at the Rashi. V'lo gazrinan atu mechira. In Syria, we aren't worried about renting them houses because we're not scared you're going to come and sell houses. Dinami atli day mechira lo avar adoraita. Because even if you do come to sell them the house in Syria, you aren't being over on adoraita. So therefore, we don't have this gzeira of not renting. Because should you come to sell, there's no adoraita. Right? Because when we said yesterday, right, that you can't do anything for them, and that the chaneya Beit Yisrael ketiv, we're speaking about the chaneya in Eretz Yisrael, giving them permanent land, right? The chashiv v'chaneyata, because there it's asur. But we aren't concerned about the sale in Syria. Will come and cause you to sell in Eretz Yisrael. And since there's no issue doraita in Syria on selling, therefore we don't say you can't rent, because we're not scared that if you'd rent, you'd go so far to sell in Israel. And if you should sell in Syria, Sanishka Fedach, you haven't been over on a doraita. Okay, that's Rashi at the moment. Clear?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Clear, clear, clear. Okay. Avalo sadot b'chutz laretz. Right? So we said, b'suria mashkinim batim, avalo sadot, sorry, not sadot, and b'chul, in chutz laretz completely, mochrin lahem batim, umaskrim sadot. In chutz laretz you can sell houses and you can rent houses and fields and the whole story, we're not interested. And that is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So these three gradings of Eretz Yisrael, that you can't even rent houses, Syria, you can rent houses, and Chutz La'aretz, you can even sell houses and rent fields. Remember, in fields, there's two Isurim. We haven't seen what they are yet, but there are two Isurim. So fields are far more chamur than houses. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't care about anything. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Yossi says like this. Eretz Yisrael, maskinim batim. In Israel, you can rent them houses. Aval lo besadot, but not sadot. Ubesuria, mochrim batim, umaskrin sadot. And in Syria, you can even sell houses, and you can even rent fields. And in Chutz La'aretz, mochrin eruv, and in Chutz you can even sell houses and sell fields. There's no gzera whatsoever. We're going to come to the second, what the limitation is. Look at Rashi quickly. V'chutz La'aretz, the merchak, which is far from Israel, v'likel le'migzar mechira, and we haven't got a gzera of any selling, any gzera to prevent us from selling. Because you aren't concerned that if you rent a house in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to come and sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And you can even mochin batin umaskirot tzadot. You can rent houses and sell houses and rent fields. Aval mechira tzadot, but you still can't sell fields. Why? Kevan de'iketar tigazriyam. Because there's two isurim here. We'll see what they are. There's still a gzaira. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Right, that in Eretz Yisrael you can't you can rent houses but you can't rent fields, right? And then look at the Mishnah now. The Mishnah ends off by saying like this: Af makom sh'amru lahaskir, and according to Rabbi Yossi, who even says where you can rent, right? Because Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that Eretz Yisrael maskrim lahem batim, you can rent them houses, right? When we had this call the other day, do you remember? You can't rent them houses for purposes of living in. Right? And we look at Rashi. Af makom sh'amru lahaskir batim lo lebeit dira amru ela leishtamusha ebahu betziva vetivna. You can use it for storing purposes and other purposes, but not for living in. Right? Why? Mipnei shu machlis tocha avodat kochavim. Because you put avodat kochavim. Remember the other day we had the sugya, where we spoke about the rental is equal to ownership. Remember? We said rental or lending. We said isn't Sheila and Askara Kanye? It's if he bought it. We said he's responsible, he's liable. And then we proved that it wasn't, because we saw from this Mishnah here that even when you could rent, you still could rent them a house because they brought up with a Zohar into your own house. And then we said maybe Avodah Zorah was more chamur than Shabbos. Remember that sugya?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So this is it. So I will go to Mishu. Lo tavi avodah v'abet. Lo tavi tovah v'techa. And then the Mishnah says it more than that. Uvachol makom lo yaskir lo, anywhere, whether it's Chutz La'aretz, Syria, Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case is, lo yaskir lo et hamerchat, you can't rent them a bathhouse. If you own a bathhouse, you can't rent it to a goy to manage it for you. Why? It's still going to be called Steve's bathhouse. And therefore, even though the goyim are running it and they're doing it and it's for the goyim, by the goyim, it's still going to be known as I went to Steve's bathhouse and he's a Jew. And therefore, we can't have it. Look at Rashi there. Rashi nikra al shmo. Varo'eh shemechamin b'shabbat. We go back now to the Shabbos issue over here. Omer shabalanim shluchim shlishal hen. I said that the guys are heating up the bathhouse, the balanim, right? The managers of the bathhouse are working for the Jews and they are working on Shabbos. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows. When we said in the very, very beginning of the Mishnah, we said, Ein maskrin ein batim bet Yisrael, v'ein tzarich lomar sadot. You don't have to mention sadot. Gemara wants to know, my answer is Lomar Sadot. What's going on here? What are we going to have to even say it? Right? So it's like, if it's because it's got two separate Isurim, Chada, Chaniat Karka, you're going to tell me that fields are so chamur, because there are two problems here. The one is that if you come to give the guy rent, if you end up selling the guy the field, so on the one hand, you're giving him chani abakarka, we saw lot of chani, right, that you aren't allowed to give him any chani, any parking, any locale in Israel. And also, that as a result of the goy owning the land, so he's going to end up not bringing maaser. So you suddenly take the land out of it, just land, maaser giving responsibilities, if that's the case. Then you shouldn't be able to even sell, rent a house. We said, with regards to land, but with houses, it seemed like we did have to say. It says, even with houses, it should be so obvious. Why? Because there are also two separate issurim there. Chada chaniat karka, the one is you're giving them a locale, right? You're giving them land. V'chada debafka leim a mezuzah. And now suddenly, when the Jew owned the house, had a mezuzah. Now suddenly, the goy's got the house, there's no mezuzah. The Gemara says, no. Harim Mishra Shia, mezuzah chovat hadarhu. It's interesting, Gemara this, brings alocha, and it says, no. The mezuzah, even though the mezuzah is a din in the house, it's only if there's a Jew living in the house. There's no mitzvah of a house with a mezuzah if it's owned by a goy. Interesting. Right? It's a mitzvah of mezuzah. What? Can't hear you. What do you say, Mati? Okay, so the Gemara seems to be the opinion over here that the land you can't sell to a goy. So therefore you can't really sell land to a goy. So even if I sell it to you, the sale didn't take place. That's, I understand, Pshat. So, but I'm saying you can't, you wait. So the land stays mine. I'm the owner of the land, where the house becomes yours, right? Okay, that's clear. So now, that's the first answer. Now the Gemara moves on to Surya. Okay, so Basuria maskrim batim. We said there you can sell batim. As the Gemara says, ma'ashna mechira de lo. So why can't you sell in Surya? We said you can rent, you can't sell. It says, Mishum Bechiret Yisrael. Because if we're scared that if you come and sell land in Surya, right, you're going to end up selling Eretz Yisrael. So we said, wait a second, Yihachi Mishut Nami Nigzor. Right, so then we said, well then what, maybe we should make a same gezeira for renting. That if you rent a house in Surya, we might be scared you're going to come and rent a house in Israel, or end up selling a house in Israel as a result of, remember, the renting in Israel is not to sell. So maybe if you rent in Syria, you could end up selling in Israel. Right? So Gemara says, no. Let's make a gzaira as well for rent. He said, Gemara says, no. He go for gzaira. That's already a gzaira. Because the whole idea of the gzaira is not to sell. So therefore we say don't rent. Now, if don't rent in Israel, you don't know how to sell in Israel. You can't not rent in Syria, you don't know how to sell in Israel. That becomes a gzera, gzera. Why? So it says, v'ana nekum v'nigzor gzera l'gzera. And we don't make gzeras on a gzera. There's a cloud. It ain't gozring gzera al gzera. There's already a gzera. The rental, the selling in Syria is a gzaira against selling in Israel. Rental is against selling. We can't have a gzaira on a gzaira itself. So it seems, according to this opinion over here, that the kedusha of Syria is not a kedusha. Right? There's no real issue in Syria of selling. We'll see this in a second, right? Look at Rashi there. He go for gzaira, schura to mechira, of renting to coming to sell. V'has chirut sadot to Syria, right? So that was for the with regards to the houses. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, what about the rent of the fields? Va schirut sadeh besuria gzair gzairi the kagazrinan. And then we said, but still can't rent fields in Syria. So you can rent houses, but you can't rent fields. The Gemara says, wait a second, but here in Syria, it's a gzaira, and we made a gzaira and a gzaira. So the Gemara says, no, hatam lav gzairu. Kesavar, because what's the opinion here? Kibush yachid shmei kibush. Here we see that suddenly it's not exactly why, even though it's not issur doraita of the actual sale, right? There is an opinion that the land in Syria was conquered. We've seen this before, by the way. Was conquered by David HaMelech, right? And it was a kibush of a yachid. He never had a look at Rashi. Shmei kibush. Ubemechira de Syria ika isura bein batim bein sadot hilchach schirut sadot de Syria lav gezerhi mishum schirut et Yisrael ele mishum mechirot sadot de lav gezerhi ele isura doraita. So this is a little bit, if you ask me, there's a bit of a type of a minor contradiction here in itself. But what Rashi is telling us is that there is an opinion that the Kedusha of Syria is a Kedusha, and therefore even selling in Syria, not a Gezeira of Eretz Yisrael, that we don't worry about, but an issue of selling in Syria itself. And therefore, there we don't allow the field to be rented because there's an issur of selling, and we saw that the fields, there are two issurim, remember? We saw that there's two issurim. There's the issur of chanaya and the issur of maaser, right? And therefore, we don't say that it's a gezeira. There's an issur itself on selling land in Syria. So the gezeira of renting is a gezeira on the land of Syria. Okay, so that's not a gezeira. But with regards to the houses, Rashi says, right? The Chachamim weren't so worried about renting houses to come sell houses. Now, I say it's a bit of a question because even the same as it's Yisrael, it should make no difference. But it's clear there's some sort of difference here. I can't really get my head around what that difference really is. But the gzaira of the land is not a gzaira and a gzaira, it's a gzaira for selling the land. That's the answer to the Gemara. Right? Because the Gemara is coming with kibush, achit shmei kibush. So now, sadeh, like we said, it be tarte, gajbe rabbanan, because there are two Yisurim here, and the Batim, the Lav, the Leit Behu Tarte, Lo Gajrehu Baranam. So because only one Yisur in the land of Lo Techanem, and it isn't the case of the Maser, they weren't Gozer. Okay, so now we go on to Chutzlaret. So as we've seen Israel, and now Syria, and now Chutzlaret. So in the Chutzlaret, it's going to be Meir. It's already Meir, remember? You can sell Batim and rent fields, right? But you still can't sell fields. Now the Gemara is like this. Bechutz laaretz, sadeh, the Gemara is like this. Bechutz laaretz, okay, sadeh it be tarte, gazre behu rabanan. Right? So even though that's what you can't sell. Right? Bechutz mochrine batim umaskin sadot. So you can't sell the fields, you can only, right? Batim the date behu tarte, lo gazre behu rabanan. Straightforward. The two Yisurim in land. Therefore, Chamim a Gozer, you can't even rent, you can't sell a Goy land in Chutz Laaretz, but you can sell him a house, but you can rent him a house. Now, Rabbi Yossi was a little bit different. Rabbi Yossi, remember, in Eretz Yisrael, Maskin and Batim, but not Sadot. Right, so he goes, in my time of Sadot, why can't you live by Tarte? And Gajubu Rabbanan, Batim, and Abu Tarte, or Gajubu Rabbanan, same idea. Rabbi Yossi agrees that because they're two Yisurim, there was a Gzera on the Batim, why don't get Surah Nagzara? Now, Uvasuria Mochrin. Remember, Rabbi Yossi said that in Syria you can sell houses and you can rent fields. You still can't sell fields. So, my timer, what's the reason? He says, Ksavar, Kibush Yachid, Loshme Kibush. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no Kedusha in Syria whatsoever. Because that Kibush, Ale David Melech, wasn't a Kibush. No Kedusha came as a result of David conquering Syria. The Sadeh, the Beitarte, Gajub Rabbanan, right? And but still, because there's the land, the two Isurim of the Maaser and the Chanaya, they said in Syria don't sell because you might come to sell in Israel, right? But Tim, the Beitarte, Lo Gajub Rabbanan, it goes to houses, they didn't make this Gezeira. Okay, and then Rabbi Yossi said that in Chutz Laaretz, right, you can sell whatever you want. You can sell land and you can sell fields. No, nothing. My timer says, Kamen de Mirchak, Lo Gajrinan. Since it's far away from Israel, there's no Gzeira. Aren't worried you're going to sell land or rent land or house or whatever. In Chutz Laaretz, you're going to end up sitting in Israel. That's too confusing. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Halacha, Kerabi Yossi. Okay, bottom line here, the Gemara Paskin's Alocha, that the Alocha is like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore in Chutz Laaretz, there's no limit on renting or selling. In Syria, according to Rabbi Yossi, Right, you can sell, but you can't rent. And that's, fields, but you can't sell houses. And in Eretz Yisrael, right, you can rent houses, but you can't rent fields. Okay, that's the halacha. So Rabbi Yosef, there's a condition on all of this. That Rabbi Yosef said you can sell in Chutz Laaretz even to goy. Ubiovach lo yasena shchuna. But you can't end up creating a whole community. Right? And what's a shchuna? Kama shchuna? Right, we've got a brighter tana and shchuna pchuta mishlosha bnei adam. As long as you, a shchuna is at least three people. Right? So look at the Gemara as the follows. So v'leichu shdilma azil hay Yisrael mezabin echad over kochavim v'azil hayachu mezabin letarte. But you might sell to this one guy, and he might then go and sell to two. And before you look around, you've got three. See, we see the same answer we saw the other day, right? The Gemara says, "Amar Abaya alifne mefakdinan alifne delifne lo mefakdinan." We consider by lifne iver, but we don't go so far to say lifne be lifne, and you can't sell to goy, you'll sell to a goy. We have to worry about what we're doing, selling to the goy. And that, remember, we had the sugi the other day. We had that same idea with Rabba, where he sold that cow to the goy, and he said, "I'm selling it to the goy," and then Abaya actually persuaded him otherwise, and he ran off to the goy to try and get it back. Remember that?
Yes.
All right, so that was, I think that was in the Gemara here, Mishra Shas Daf Yudal, the same Gemara that we had. This idea here of Lo Tavi Tova El Beitecha Mikol Makom. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. Must be honest, it was pretty straightforward, Gemara. Now we move on. Okay, Uvechu, and we said in Chutz Laaretz, and after we got that, now the last line of the Gemara, Af Makom Shamu Lahaskir, and likewise, we said over there that you can rent. Right? You can't do it for dwelling purposes. Remember, we said only for business purposes or for storage purposes. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Michal, de ike duchte de lo mugre. If we're making a distinction like this, where we're saying that you even when you can rent, it's got a limitation, so it would appear from there, right, that there are certain places where you aren't allowed to rent at all to Novel Kochavim. If we say, where can you rent? As long as for that, turns out there are some situations where you can't rent bichlal, right? And bichlal, the Gemara says in Stam, the Stam of Rabbi Meir, and that must be according to me. Remember, Rabbi Meir was the one that we said as a rule, right? That Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, right? And this over here, this has been taught without anybody's name, right? Look at Rashi there, the Amar. Beit Yisrael ain't maskirin, right? Rabbi Meir is the one who said it's not maskirin, and obviously that must be according to the halacha of Rabbi Meir. Do Rabbi Yossi bechol duchte mugri? Rabbi Yossi makes no distinction whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi says that you can rent a house to an avodah zorah even in Israel, right? The Mishnah said it straight out. Rabbi Yossi omer Beit Yisrael maskirin em batim. So Rabbi Yossi's got no place in the world where it's asur to rent them houses. So when it says that there's some places where you will not rent the houses, it must be talking about certain types of houses in Israel, and that would be according to Rabbi Meir. Okay. The Mishnah carries on and says, "V'chol makom lo yiskor," right? Even your bathhouse, right? Whatever the case is, your bathhouse, you should never rent it to them. Right? Why? Because they're going to say that it's your house. Right? So look at the Gemara brings a similar brighter. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Gamli Romer, Lo Yisrael Damir Chatzol Oved Kochavim. You can't rent your bath has to go. Why? Because it's called by your name. It's still identified by you. Oved Kochavim Zeh. Osim Lecha B'Shabbatot. And on Shabbos. Ovim Tovim. And on Yom Tov. And therefore, we saw like Rashi said before, that they're going to say that you're paying the Balanim and your Balanim, etc. It says, however, says the brighter, however, Abalakuti. So now the Bible brings it almost Lakuti Mai. Shari, would it be permissible to rent it to a Kuti? The most it seems to be, yes, Shari. Why? Kuti, Eimar Avid Bei Melocha Becholoshul Moed. But why can you rent it to a Kuti? A Kuti here, The Kuti that we're speaking about over here, if you look at Rashi here, Lo Avid Melocha B'Shabbos, Ava B'Cholem Shavuot Avid Dele Midrash Sofrim Lo Chayshi. Okay, the Kutim over here, remember the Kutim kept the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, not Torah Shebaal Peel, Oral Torah. So they never had an issue of Cholem Moed, right, of not being doing any Melocha on Cholem Moed. They didn't do Melocha on Yontif, and Cholem Moed they had no problem. So the question is, why would it be Mutar? Eimar Avid Bei Melocha B'Cholem Shavuot Moed. But they end up working on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says, the bride says, why? B'chol HaShemoed, Ananami Abdina. We also, why? We also do work on Chol HaMoed. Right? It's quite an interesting one, that, right? Because look at Rashi, B'chol HaShemoed, the Dida Nami Shari Lehachay Merchatzaot. We also allow that sort of melocha, heating up the bathhouses. Why? Because they're going to come and bath for Lichvod the Chag. There's not a, there's not a melocha which are allowed. Aval Sadehu. So now, we said, if we now rent out to a Kuti, right, so maybe we could also, if we're saying that renting is mutar, right, that's what the brighter's understanding, right, that we, because we said that we can do rent out to a kuti, what about would that be shari my time, arisari sute kavid? Maybe let's say if we can rent out the bathhouse to a goy, then maybe we can even rent our field to a goy. Because they might come and say that it's not that the goy is doing the melocha, they say that he's working as an aris. Merchas nami amre arisari sute ka'avid. So if we can, so basically the goy is trying to get over here from the kuti to come along and say that maybe we can even apply the same principle to a goy and say that it's not the, the goy that's doing it for the Jew. So I'm a little bit confused this morning. I'm tucked, just like fell asleep sitting up here. Hey, I don't know. Sorry, let's start again. It's like this. So my, why is a sadeh tovet kochavim? Why do we say that that is mutar? Why don't they say that the goy is doing the work? Said no. What's it be mutar? Because he'll say he's an aris, right? So see, that's the case. Then let the merchatz also be given to a goy and say, "Nami amu aris arisute kavid." He's not really the owner of the workhouse, and they won't say it's the Jew who's the owner. They say it's the goy, and he's an aris, and he's a shek, like a sharecropper. He's a partner in the business. The one says, "No, arisa de merchatz lo avde ansh inche." People don't go into partnerships. It appears in bathhouses, they don't work on that basis where they do all the work and they give you part of the money. Therefore, the principle of a sharecropping won't work in the bathhouse. They'll come and they'll say that it's your bathhouse. The brightest is Avia in name of Shimon Lazar. Rather, you shouldn't rent a person, should rent his field to a kuti. Why? So if a kuti is there, and a kuti, so we're just seeing a brighter different to what our Mishnah says, right? This previous brighter which we brought over here said that you can rent your field to a kuti. We haven't had a problem with that, right? So he says, yeah, you shouldn't even to a field, to a kuti. Why? Because it calls on you, on because if you're doing it. He says, but a kuti is there, say, well, melacha b'chol shemoed. And because he works on chol shemoed. Aval ovek kochavim, my, but so now, if it's ovek, maybe an ovek kochavim would be okay. My shayid ame, arisa aruste, avid. Yachi kuti, because we'll come along and say that he is working as a sharecropper, so therefore he's not really you. The one says, yachi kuti nami, ame arisa aruste, then we should be able to give it to a kuti. You might get the same answer that Arisuta, let's turn over here, Arisuta, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, later. We're going to this tomorrow, the discussion of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, his concept of the sharecropper in the Favia.